7:50 now at KLIF. Well, the weekend is going to be upon us very quickly, so let's join with Tini Ricciardi, find out what's going on this weekend. She writes for GuideLive.com in Dallas. Morning, Tini.
Good morning.
Well, it's only November, but I guess this weekend is starting to look a lot like Christmas?
Yes, that is right. So the annual ice installation opens to the public at the Gaylord Texan this weekend. And if you've never been to this, it is really something to behold. So engineers use 2 million pounds of ice to create this indoor wonderland that's filled with sculptures and slides built from ice. And if you're wondering how they keep it all from melting, the Gaylord Texan keeps the environment below freezing temperatures, and they give you parkas to wear inside. I actually just got the stats yesterday. They keep it 9 degrees in that environment. So you'll want to bring hats and gloves and scarves and all that good stuff to keep warm. And this year's theme for the installation is 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. So you can expect to find scenes from the holiday poem depicted in ice. It'll cost you $12.99 for kids and $21.99 for adults. And then, you know, it opens this weekend, but it'll be around till January 1st.
And they have all those ice slides that you can go on too as well outside.
Yeah, outside, and they have, you know, the indoor tubing stuff, a little shopping market, all sorts of fun stuff if you're in the mood to have some holiday cheer.
All right. Yeah, boy, that is a great thing to go to. It's really fun, but people need to take earmuffs because you got a big heavy parka there and gloves, but they don't give you anything for your ears, and your poor little head can get really cold. Okay, let's talk about some food.
Yes, there are two foodie festivals this weekend. So the first one is going to be the Fort Worth Greek Food Festival, which runs Friday through Sunday at the St. Demetrios Greek Orthodox Church. And, you know, as you can gather from the name, the event focuses on traditional Greek cuisine and includes cooking demonstrations, live music, and much more fun. Admission costs $1, but you will have to pay for food while you're there. Now, on Sunday, if you're more of a meat eater, Pitmasters will be at the Longhorn Ballroom in Dallas serving up barbecue at the Meat Fight. So this is a sampling event, so you might want to wear your stretching pants. And a $135 ticket buys entry, bites from 20 smokehouses, and then there's also complimentary beer. And I will note this is a competition, so chefs will be fighting for the title of best brisket, best pork ribs, best sausage, and more. So you're really in for a treat. The fight kicks off at 6 p.m. on Sunday.
I hope they won't be throwing the beef at each other.
I don't think it's a literal food fight, so that would be interesting.
Right. Concert-wise, Willie Nelson, he's like 85, isn't he? Willie Nelson's going to be in Fort Worth.
Yeah, so, you know, an 84-year-old on a 20-something's tour schedule, Willie Nelson and family will be at Billy Bob's Texas in Fort Worth this weekend for two shows, both on Friday and Saturday night. And the thing about this, you know, tickets start an affordable $20 for general admission, which is really nothing to see a legend.
Absolutely right. And, you know, my thought about that, and I've seen Willie half a dozen times or so, but when you get a chance to go see Willie, because it may be your last chance because he is so old. You know, people talk about his age, but you know, his sister Bobby, who plays the piano for him, she's older. She's 86.
Yeah, she is older.
Yeah. What else you got?
So if you're looking for a little bit of comedy, Saturday night, The Daily Show host Trevor Noah comes to Toyota Music Factory in Irving for back-to-back shows at 7 and 10 p.m. So the early show is sold out, but tickets to the late one are available starting, again, at an affordable $29.50. And then if you still have energy by Monday, Imagine Dragons is going to be at American Airlines Center, and tickets for that one are hovering around about $345 each.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there are very few left, so these are going to be the ones in VIP sections on the floor.
For that much, you better do more than just imagine. I want real dragons. And
real fire and everything.
Yeah.
And then you have some events for veterans, too, on GuideLive.com?
Yeah, so Saturday is Veterans Day. We actually have a whole list of more than 50 restaurants and businesses honoring our former service members with discounts, free meals, that sort of thing. But if you want to show your solidarity and your support, there is a parade Friday morning that steps off from the intersection of Young and Houston Streets before making a loop through downtown. Now, that will be preceded by an 11 a.m. presentation at Dallas City Hall featuring a massing of the colors, an 11th hour center ceremony, and then also a performance of Taps. So honor your veterans, give them a big hug, and then tell them where they can get some free stuff.
All right. Teenie, thank you very much. As always, enjoyed talking with you and getting the rundown. There's Teenie Ricciardi. You'll find her work and many more things coming up this weekend in Dallas and Fort Worth at GuideLive.com.